Hello and welcome to News 24 On Air, our live audio service. I'm Mihlali Ntsabo. The Special Investigating Unit has implicated well-known South African fashion designer Tula Sindi in its irregular grant payments probe at the National Lotteries Commission. On Wednesday, the SIU revealed to Parliament that Sindi, alongside renowned actor and friend Terry Peto, were some of the beneficiaries of funds from a 5 million rand NLC grant meant to build a chicken farm. Sindi allegedly received 140,000 rand from the grant, while Peto received millions. The investigation forms part of the SIU's probe that began in October 2020, looking into corruption and malfeasance at the NLC, and questionable contracts worth 1.4 billion rand have since been flagged. To give us the full details on the story, Naila Ibrahim, News 24 reporter, joins us now on the line. Naila, thank you so much for joining us on the line. On Wednesday, the Special Investigating Unit said that renowned local fashion designer Tula Sindi allegedly benefited from an irregular grants payout from the embattled National Lotteries Commission in 2018. Could you take us through this investigation and also explain to us perhaps what the money was for and some of the SIU's other key findings?
Thank you, Ms. Lally. So the investigation was part of a six-year overall investigation by the SIU into corruption and maladministration at the National Lotteries Commission, the NLC. In 2018, a grant of 5 million rand was given to a non-profit corporation called Zibzibix. And the grant was meant for a chicken farming development and a community development program. Mm. However, subsequently, the SIU found that the money was given, allegedly, to Sindi as he was the director of the company Black Planet Trading. He was given 140,000 rand, allegedly. Mm. And then money was also given allegedly to actress Terry Peto, as well as her sister Dimakatso Peto.
Right. And just speaking on Terry Peto, I mean, her name is no stranger to, you know, emerging in these SIU investigations, to the point where last year her house in Sandton was put up for auction in efforts to recuperate some of the funds the SIU found were paid to her. How much did she benefit from this particular 5 million grant investigation?
So allegedly, she was given 182,000 rand, which was a direct payment into her Absa bank account from this chicken farming project. And then she was also given 253,000 rand as part of her company, Tosoletso. Which she is the director of. But money was also given to her sister, allegedly, which was 124,000 rand, because her sister is the director of Peto Safe and Cleaning, who also benefited from this grant. And her sister was also given 15,500, allegedly, directly into her bank account as well.
Right. And Naila, then how much of this 5 million rand actually went towards building the said chicken farm that it was meant for?
So according to the SIU, it was found that not a lot of the money was originally used for the chicken farming development at all. Mm-hmm. I understand that according to the SIU, that former NLC board chair, Alfred Nevatanda had applied to purchase a poultry farm as part of this project in 2017. Mm. But it was allegedly under this false guise to actually benefit Terry Peto's sister, Dimakatso. So it seems as if from the findings of the SIU that not a lot of the original 5 million rand grant was actually used for the chicken farming development or community upliftment project at all.
Right. And there seems to be a pattern here, Naila, where we've noticed a couple of, you know, prominent names being implicated in these investigations. Of course, we just, you know, touched on Terry Peto who's also, you know, since denied any of the allegations leveled against her or findings against her. And of course, the name Arthur Mafokate has also featured as implicated in these investigations. Has Tula, and he also has denied any wrongdoing. Has Tula Cindy responded to the SIU's findings?
So far, I have not seen any response from Mr. Cindy. I've also tried to call him and I've emailed him and WhatsApped him to get his response, but I have not received anything as of yet. Mm-hmm. It seems as if he has not responded via social media platforms either. So I think we are just waiting for his response to the allegations. Like you said, Perpetuo did deny the allegations. Mm. Mr. Mafokate, on the other hand, he didn't directly respond to any media queries according to previous reports, but according to his affidavits, he didn't take any money from the NLC. So I think that is his official response as well.
Right. So on Wednesday, SIU head Andy Motibi told Parliament that, you know, they believe that there's a syndicate behind the grant saga at the NLC, and said that over 1,000 NPOs and NPCs were under investigation. Perhaps could you paint a picture for us of how many investigations is the SIU conducting into the NLC's affairs?
So we haven't received a number in terms of, you know, the investigations. Like I wrote yesterday, there are over 1,000 nonprofit organizations and nonprofit corporations that the SIU is currently investigating. What we do know is that, according to Motibi, there is this deep, complex criminality and web that was formed at the NLC, not only with NLC officials, but third parties, private individuals, as well as lawyers who have, you know, allegedly benefited from various grant payments. And if I could for one moment just explain what the investigation has found so far is that there have been various NPOs and NPCs who have used grant payments for community development projects, but the money hasn't been used for this project. It's been used for the benefit of these private individuals or NLC officials. And according to the SIU, you know, people would build, say, the foundation of a building, for example, of which they wanted to erect, but they would just leave it and then take the money for themselves. So these are, so that's currently, you know, how investigations are going. But Motibi also said that they keep getting more and more allegations against NLC officials, you know, with what's going on. So it seems as if the investigation is going to go on for a very long time.
And how successful has the SIU been in trying to recuperate some of, you know, the funds that it's looking into? I know that overall, since it started its investigation in late 2020, it said it was looking at contracts worth around 1.4 billion rand that were flagged with it. And as you mentioned now, it seems like, you know, they are getting more and more tip-offs about irregular grant payouts. But how successful have they been in terms of, you know, trying to recuperate some of those funds?
So according to the SIU, they've only been able to, from the 1.4 billion rand worth of contracts that they have investigated, they've only been able to recover 3.9 million rand, which according to some committee members yesterday, you know, is a paltry sum of what they have found at the NLC so far. But according to Motibi and other SIU officials, it's quite a complex web in which they are trying to investigate, and according to the NPA as well, the National Prosecuting Authority, original documents and emails which were used to have these transactions have been destroyed by those guilty of these crimes. So they've had to use alternative technologies such as Mimecast to find emails, to find original documentation, to form some kind of evidence against those allegedly involved in those crimes. But I think the SIU and NPA said on Wednesday that they are trying to allocate more resources to this investigation as well.
And finally, Naila, are we hopeful that we will see any arrests after the SIU has conducted its investigations into the financial affairs at the NLC?
Okay, so Mithali, basically, from what I understand, like Mutibi said, there is this huge complex web of criminality going on at the NLC, and the NPA also said that, you know, people working at the NPA currently have also been implicated in ongoing investigations as well. From my understanding, 11 people have been referred to for disciplinary proceedings, and also 8 people have been referred to the NPA amid ongoing investigations, as well as 2 people also being referred to be, you know, blacklisted as well. But currently, there is an interim report being prepared by the SIU to give to the president for, you know, the ongoing updates with the investigation. I'm not sure exactly on how many arrests have been made, but what Mutibi did say is that they are trying to allocate more resources so that more funds, if anything, can be recuperated by the SIU and NPA, and then given to the beneficiaries who were supposed to benefit from these grant payments in the first place. Listening to the SIU yesterday, what I can say is that there were various projects used for people's own personal benefit, whether they were NLC officials or private individuals. There were instances of people saying that they wanted to use the grant for, you know, cycling or uplifting youth in underprivileged communities, you know, right. Music festivals. Various projects, but at the end of the day, they were not given to these beneficiaries who wanted to benefit from these grant payments. And what the SIU and NPA did say was that they're trying to prioritize getting back these funds through asset forfeiture, whether it's houses or any other assets that were bought using this NLC money to get these funds back to these beneficiaries who were, like I said, were supposed to benefit in the first place.
Naila Ibrahim, reporter at News24. And to find the full story, do visit news24.com. That's all we have for now. Until next time, I'm Mihlali Ntsabo.